Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, I am an unapologetic, unrepentant New England Patriots fan. I don't care about football unless the Patriots are playing. Fortunately for me, the Patriots are almost always playing, and the greatest of all time, of course, Tom Brady, number 12, is going to be back this season. My good buddy Julian Edelman will be back after a couple of weeks. The inside story, though, of Tom Brady's fight for redemption, I didn't know he needed to be redeemed, but my pal Dave Wedge has co-authored another great book along with another great writer, Casey Sherman, and I'm happy to say that Dave is joining us today. Dave, thank you for being here.
Sure, thanks for having me, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All right, number one, I noticed that this Casey Sherman always gets first billing on these books. Can I help you with that somehow?
Nah, you know, it's fine with me. We're a team, and you know, I love working with Casey. This is our third book together in 4 years. So.
Wow.
We've got a good thing going, and you know, we've made one movie, and we got a couple more in the pipeline, and we think we're heading in the right direction. So it doesn't matter whose name is first, but maybe the next one I'll demand it.
All right, I'll provide backup on that one. Let's talk about the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. Why does he need redemption?
So you know, this book, Casey and I were looking into doing a book about like the dark side of the NFL. A couple of years ago, after we finished our last book, which was the story of Pete Frates, the guy who created the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yeah.
And we were kind of, you know, there was so much stuff going on with Goodell and the league and all this stuff and Deflategate. And we were like, you know what, we should really do a story, like dig into the dark side of the NFL and all this, you know, kind of corruption and intrigue that goes on between the owners and the league. And we decided against it, but then that Super Bowl happened where the Falcons, you know, the Patriots won, arguably, we think, the greatest Super Bowl ever played.
That's right.
And once that game ended, we said, oh, we got our ending now, so let's do this book. So we ended up, what happened was the guys who we worked with on the film Patriots Day, the writers and the producers that used our book, Boston Strong, for that movie, got in touch with us, and they said, guys, let's do this, you know. So Casey and I started, you know, putting together a proposal and got it to our agent, and next thing you know, we were off and running doing this next book, and it happened really fast, so we're super excited about it.
All right, so let's talk about the whining and the crybaby behavior of Roger Goodell and everybody else who's not a Tom Brady fan. Deflategate, was this not much ado about absolutely nothing?
So, you know, the big question we get is, you know, he cheated. He deflated the balls, didn't he, and all that. And what we're saying in this book, and it's unequivocal, is it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter because it was a minor equipment violation. The story here is that the league used all of its might to go after the biggest star in the league for one purpose, to assert domination over the entire league.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. And, you know, people can argue whether or not deflated balls matter in a game and blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. You know, what matters is that Goodell was trying to take complete control over the league, and to do that he had to take on Bob Kraft and Tom Brady, the two biggest stars in the league, and that's what he did. And you know, Brady fought back admirably. You know, he took it all the way to federal court, but where he really got his revenge was on the field, and that's why we talk about redemption. You know, again, this is the kind of thing anyone that follows the Patriots knows. Tom Brady's not going to come out and say, yeah, I'm going to get them back for a Deflategate. He's not that kind of guy.
Right.
He lets his play on the field do the talking. And certainly when you read this book, you know, the book's in four parts. The first two parts are about Deflategate. The third part is about Tom's comeback to the league where he went on a scorched earth campaign and just torched the league. and then wins that incredible Super Bowl. So it's a wild story. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff in here that I think, you know, Patriots fans and, frankly, people that hate the Patriots are really going to want to know.
Now, I should point out, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but is this not the first time Tom Brady has really ever given an interview to a book that he wasn't personally involved with?
To our knowledge, yeah.
Wow.
You know, and we worked with some, you know, we worked really closely with some people that were very helpful. You know, the Patriots worked with us on the book. They cooperated. If you look at the book, you know, there's a lot of fantastic photos in there that were provided to us courtesy of the team from the Super Bowl. And yeah, Tom allowed us some interview time, and we're very thankful for that. You know, Casey and I, again, we wrote Boston Strong, and we wrote the Pete Frady's book, and with those books, you know, obviously the Frady's family was 100% cooperative, but this was not unlike Boston Strong in one way that, you know, there were some people that didn't want that Boston Strong book written, but there were others that did. And what we basically told people that didn't want to be involved, we said, look, how about if you just answer some questions for us so that we make sure we get it right? We didn't want to make any mistakes.
Right.
We made a similar pitch to the Patriots and Tom Brady. We said, look, we're writing this book. We want you to be a part of it as much as you want to be. We want to make sure we get it right. And that's what we did. So Tom was gracious enough to give us some interview time, and Mr. Kraft and Jonathan gave us some time, and many other folks involved in the organization. And we think the end result is a complete picture of what happened during that era from Deflategate through the end of that Falcons Super Bowl.
I love that. Dave Wedge is joining us. Dave is teamed up once again with Casey Sherman. They've done an amazing new book. It's called 12, The Inside Story of Tom Brady's Fight for Redemption. I'm sure you remember Boston Strong. I think that's the last time we had Dave on the air to talk about that. Now, Dave, let me ask you, those of us who are Patriots fans, well, I mean, we live and die with the Patriots. We love the Patriots. We love Tom Brady. We love Robert Kraft and all the rest of it. Is there really a sense out there amongst those people who are, that's a technical term, wrong when it comes to their football team affinity? There are people that just hate the Patriots, right?
Oh, there's a legion of them, you know. And it's funny, you know, a lot like Robert Kraft talks about, he sat on those metal benches at the old Foxborough Stadium when he was a little boy, when he was a young man. My dad was an original season ticket holder for the Patriots, so I grew up going to those games starting when I was about 5 years old. Saw those terrible, terrible teams in the 70s and the 80s and 90s. And you know, it's ironic that the Patriots are now, you know, the New York Yankees, Montreal Canadiens, you know, Lakers, Celtics, whatever you want to compare them to.
Yeah.
And they're the most hated team in the league because they win all the time because they were a doormat for most of my life.
Yeah.
Until really Bill Parcells and Drew Bledsoe showed up. And then it started to change. And then Tom Brady came, and now we are where we are. So I think that for a lot of the country, especially millennials that don't remember the Patriots being a terrible organization. I mean, they were the Jets, they were the Browns, they were the Dolphins, they were the Bills. They were that team for years. And you remember 2-14 and 5-11. You know, year after year, Scott Sekulow and Hugh Millen and rotating quarterbacks. And it was just, but people loved the team, and certainly when they won. In 2001, that first Super Bowl, it was the sweetest championship that I remember. That and the Red Sox obviously breaking the curse.
Absolutely.
In 2004.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about scorched earth. You've mentioned it a couple of times, Dave. Tom Brady is, again, my opinion, and I'm biased. I make no apologies for this. He was mistreated by Roger Goodell. The entire Pats organization abused by Roger Goodell. Tom Brady, during the offseason, does he sit and say, okay, you know what? I am going to go out there and I'm going to kick some rear end like nobody's business? Or does he say, well, I just go, well, I want to get back to the business of playing football? What was his real motivation?
I think it's a combination. I think Tom is all business all the time. You know, you see that he does these fun videos with his family and his friends and all that, but deep down, the guy is all business. And I think when this happened, you know, it added a little extra fuel to his fire. Not that he needed it, but it did. And everyone around him that we spoke to, and even him, he hints at it in some of his quotes in the book that, you know, he didn't like the way he was treated. You know, and I think, but he's not going to be explicit about it. But I think if you look back at the way that season went when he came back, you know, we have a great description of that Cleveland Browns game, his first game back. I'm sorry, I think it's the Bengals. I apologize. And, you know, just the whole the crowd there is chanting Brady, you know,
right.
And it's all the other players, you know, he's at an away game and they're chanting for Tom Brady. And then, you know, the other players are witnessing this. And, you know, what it really did was they saw Tom go through this and come out of it stronger than before. So they were like, hey, if he's working this hard, I got to work this hard. And that's really the value of Tom Brady beyond his skills on the field. He like Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, these other guys, he makes everyone around him better because of the way he carries himself.
Yeah. Dave Wedge is joining us. And here's the thing that I think is interesting, Dave. Look, I'm an unapologetic Brady fan. I'm a Pats fan. But this is a great read even for those poor people who hate Brady, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, look, you know, he didn't come out of Deflategate with a smile on his face. You know, he got a four-game suspension. It was a harsher suspension than players get for a lot of other stuff. You know, that's like, you know, PEDs and stuff like that. You see all these cases with guys, you know, assaulting people and drugs and guns, and they get a lighter suspension than he did. But I think that, you know, if you hate Tom Brady, you're still going to read this book, and you're going to get the fact that while he is viewed nationally as this golden boy, really what he is he's an underdog. You know, he always has been. He barely cracked the lineup when he was at Michigan, split time with Drew Henson. He's a sixth-round pick.
That's right.
Skinny, scrawny kid, and just worked his tail off to be better than everybody else. And he's continued to carry himself that way from day one, and he still does. So I think there is that, you know, that underdog, you know, Rocky type of theme in this story where Tom's and he's fighting against the biggest corporation in sports, the NFL.
Yep.
He fought that fight, survived it, came out, and then he, you know, that game. I mean, that game was a microcosm of his career. He's down and out, lying on the turf. You know, guys running one of his passes back the other way for pick six. Everybody's writing him off. Tom Brady's done. He's too old. His career's over. See you later, Brady. Hey, guess what? There's another quarter and a half, and look what happened. So I just think it's a great sports comeback story. I think he's a great, you know, great sports icon, whether you love him or hate him.
Oh, listen, and Tom Brady, after that game, became the ultimate hold my beer meme, right? This was it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think, you know, anyone that follows the NFL knows that, you know, Roger Goodell has really made a lot of enemies with a lot of teams.
Yes.
And any team that feels that they've been wronged by the NFL should take a look at this book and give it a read and see how they operate. Because when we spoke with the NFLPA for this book, they were pretty clear that the league plays a lot of games in the courtroom. They play a lot of games in the boardroom.
Mm.
You know, they did it with Bountygate. They did it with Spygate, obviously. They
yep.
did it with Bullygate, the one down in Miami.
And, yeah.
You know, all these different cases over the years where, you know, the league just didn't treat players or organizations fairly, and they did some underhanded stuff, and they certainly did with Deflategate.
Dave Wedge is joining us. Just a couple more moments. It's a great read, 12, the inside story of Tom Brady's fight for redemption. Now, I'm going down the list of all the people that you are able to speak with. And, Dave, I noticed that Bill Belichick's name is, it is conspicuous by its absence. He didn't have time?
No, I mean, you know, look, Belichick, it almost wouldn't have been worth talking to him because he would have just given you the stock, and we're on to Cincinnati, you know?
Right.
And, you know, but we did, you know, we made the requests, and, you know, we asked the team, you know, would like to have some time with Bill, and no, he's not talking about it. He's not going to talk about Deflategate. He's not going to talk about Spygate. Those are things are over. And the thing with the Patriots is they're just great at moving on. And the tone is set by Bill. And, like, as much as this book is making news right now in the football world and certainly in Boston and all that, Belichick's not going to talk about it.
Right.
He's not going to read it.
Right.
He doesn't care. He's getting ready for preseason game number one. and that's just how they operate. And frankly, it's a process that clearly works.
Yes. Yeah, you know, the impression I've always gotten of the Pats organization under Robert Kraft is this. Gentlemen, this is a well-oiled machine. This is your job. It's just like any other job. You come to work with your laptop or your hard hat or whatever your equipment is, and you clock in and you do exactly what you're supposed to do. And if you don't want to play by our rules, we wish you the best of luck, but you got to go.
Yeah, 100%. And that's that's why you see so many great players shuttled out of here, and they may go on to success or they may not. You know, we'll see what happens with a guy like Malcolm Butler. And, you know, but there aren't too many players that have left Foxborough that have gone on to better careers. You know, Chris Long
right.
is one that you can point to that said, all right, he moved on. He went, won a Super Bowl with a new team. Great player. You know, would have loved to have kept him. But he left for contractual stuff. It
yeah.
wasn't, you know, he wasn't with the program. But generally, if you don't follow the program, it's, you know, okay, thanks, but no thanks. We'll find someone who will. And that person may be a sixth-round draft pick from
yeah.
University of Michigan that was splitting time.
Hey.
That's the kind of guy that, you know, you look at Julian Edelman.
Oh, I love him. Yeah.
You know, you look at, you know, Nate Ebner, rugby player. You
right.
know, he finds these cast-offs. You know, James White was a guy who platooned at University of Wisconsin. You know, he shared time. He wasn't a Heisman Trophy winner.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys can go to the Browns, the Raiders, and those other teams. Belichick wants the guys that are hungry, you know, follow the rules.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this final question, Dave. Did Tom Brady say to Robert Kraft, listen, this Garoppolo kid, he's got to go?
That's something we didn't get into in the book, so I really don't know the answer to that. But I will say this. A lot of the division that's going on in Foxborough right now, whether real or perceived, I mean, clearly Tom Brady has marched to the beat of his own drummer more this season and this offseason than really ever in his career. I think that a lot of this stuff can be traced back to the way the team handles Deflategate. And the way that, you know, some of the stuff has gone down with Tom Brady's trainer, Alex Guerrero, and
yep.
some of the problems there with him at Belichick. So I think the Patriots continue to be the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl again. But do I think everything's rosy down there in Foxborough? They're all holding hands and saying kumbaya? No, that it's not. But back to your original point, they all do their job.
Right.
That's it. It's all business. When they go into that stadium, I don't care about Alex Guerrero. I don't care about Deflategate. I don't care about yesterday. I care about this play on this game tomorrow. And that's just the way they do it.
It is indeed. 12, the inside story of Tom Brady's fight for redemption. Dave Wedge and Casey Sherman. I do like the sound of that better, Dave, but that's just me. Where do people find this book?
It should be in stores everywhere. Certainly Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and, you know, barnesandnoble.com. And, you know, people can always follow Casey and I on Twitter. It's at Dave Wedge and at Casey Sherman 123. And, you know, we post all the information there. But we're very excited and, you know, go Pats.
Absolutely. 12, the inside story of Tom Brady's fight for redemption, an absolute must read as we are just a few weeks away from football. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,